Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk. I'm super excited for this 1 hour of radio because we get to talk about one of my favorite topics, lead generation for real estate investors. Now, I'll tell you something. If you're a real estate investor or potential real estate investor, new real estate investor, pro real estate investor, you need to make sure your leads are on point. There's no successful real estate business that doesn't run without leads, right? Like, you need leads to win. If you're not winning, then guess what? You probably don't have the right type of information, don't have the right marketing, you don't have the right leads, and you're totally failing in real estate investing. You don't need that. So guess what we did? We sought out one of the experts in lead generation specifically tailored for real estate investors, and her name is Deanna Britt. I'm really excited to bring her on the air with me, so let's go ahead and do that now. Deanna, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you got it. My pleasure. Give us a little background. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Yes. So my name is Deanna Britt, of course, and I am a law school graduate. I'm originally from Stamford, Connecticut, and I went to college in Virginia, Hampton University, and then I attended law school in Michigan. And once I moved to Georgia, I decided to answer the call to entrepreneurship. And I started Law Clerk on Demand in 2015 with a focus and emphasis on, number one, assisting attorneys with on-demand legal research and legal services, and then that transformed into legal research for realtors and real estate investors.
That's awesome. So one of the things that I appreciate about a good marketing system is having one. Right? Like, help me understand one of like the basic things that I need to do as a new real estate investor just to put together a basic marketing system and start tracking stuff. Like, how do I do this?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. So first of all, tracking is so important because we hear countless stories of people who make that first touch and, you know, maybe – you don't have an immediate appointment, right? That person needs time to think about things. And so it's so important to, you know, make sure that you are using a CRM or you're using something so that you can track your conversations with your leads and figure out which ones you need to respond to immediately and which ones you might have to set for follow-up. And that's possible even with some of the lists that we provide, where this may take a few months, right, to before the seller, potential seller is ready to sell. So that could be anything from an actual software or just being organized in something as simple as Excel, you know, and just using color coding to indicate the last time. But as long as you have documented every single contact, whether it's over the phone, whether it's a letter or postcard, everything should be documented so you don't lose any leads that you've worked so hard to get.
So, Deanna, that sounds like a really big pain in the posterior. Right, like, how do I document every lead? That sounds like it's. I'd rather pull my hair out. Like, you're suggesting that this needs to be tracked? Are you kidding me?
Yes, they have to be tracked. So, you know, and what we're seeing now is that it's more effective, honestly, to figure out what is manageable for you. So if you feel overwhelmed with a really large lead list, whether that's a list that you created or a list that you purchased for someone, perhaps you need to work a smaller list, right? So then we're seeing that people are able to manage, instead of thousands of leads, perhaps leads that are, you know, compiled to 50 to 100 names or even 30 to 40 names. And then you might need to break that down to how many leads am I going to work a day and track, and then how many leads per week and then per month, you know what I mean, and then quarterly. So that way you're not overwhelmed, because I think that is realistic. If we don't have a plan and really break this thing down to something manageable, I think that is the issue facing most investors or realtors. We just get overwhelmed, and then we start losing those deals. So it's important, but it's possible.
So how did you develop your passion for finding leads and developing leads and processes for the real estate world? It sounds like a very super niched business to be in, and quite frankly, fascinating for me, because I'm like a geek, I'm a nerd, I'm like a process junkie. How did you get there?
Right. So honestly, I don't know. I stumbled in. It just was meant to happen.
Yeah.
So if you would have asked me years ago when I was graduating law school, was I going to run a lead generation company, or what I call a legal research company, I probably would have laughed, because, you know, in law school, my passion was criminal law and family law. But when I graduated, you know, I started this company and, you know, just started assessing the market, whether it was the legal aspect of what lawyers need on demand. And then I have family members, of course, who are in real estate. And so my uncle specifically asked me, you know, about probate court. He said, you know, hey, I see you got this company and you're always in the courthouse. Would you mind going over to probate and figuring this out? Well, in law school, I took a class called wills, where we actually discussed things like probate and wills and trust and estate and that kind of thing. So basically, I went in there and I literally taught myself every single form, taught myself the processes, and drew on my legal education. And then that's when lead generation continued to grow. And I realized, going to real estate meetings and real estate associations, how much of a need was there and how much information I basically had in my head from law school. And we just kind of glued the two together, and it's been taking off ever since.
So I feel like you and I could talk about probate for a while. I'm a huge fan, huge, like ginormously iceberg huge fan of probate leads. But maybe that's a different topic for a different day. And I think that's just like, I think that's too cool. So what are some of the mistakes that you're seeing investors make when it comes to marketing systems and just lead generation as a whole?
Wow, so that's the topic that we can talk about forever too, because
I think it's so true.
The market, right? And I think the market, the approach in the market has changed a lot. You know, before we were seeing a lot of success with, you know, for example, you know, other list types. You might have seen where you can work a very large list of just vacant homes, right, or absentee owners, and it's what everyone was working. But now we're seeing that we really need to evaluate the type of lead list that we are sending our mail to. We need to evaluate when the list was compiled, because we see that a lot of investors are spending money on lists that are several years old.
That's right.
And so when we really break that down, that means that if I'm a new investor and I purchased a list that was created 4 years ago, 3 years ago, or even last year, I'm probably or definitely the 100th postcard, and that's not what we want, right? So at this point, I think that in order to be effective, we need to be getting information that's like 30 days old, a month old, 2 months old, to be able to build those relationships with potential sellers as thoroughly as possible. And so that's the number one mistake I see with real estate lead lists, is that people are just working old information, bad information, which results in return mail. And then the second thing is, you know, here in Georgia, I mean, cold calling is extremely, extremely hot right now. And so people are working with bad phone numbers. And so if we're working a list with old or inaccurate phone numbers, that means that while you're dialing those bad numbers, someone who's working a more accurate list is getting to that potential seller earlier. So we need to make sure that we have a list that has accurate phone numbers and addresses and is fresh information. So that is how I feel like we're able to get to the deal a little bit earlier.
And those are two huge mistakes that investors are making. All right, Think Realty Nation, we got to go to break. Make sure that you visit with Deanna at the Think Realty event in Atlanta. She's going to be on the local market panel there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be there as well. So give us the opportunity to shake your hand at Think Realty Atlanta. Go to thinkrealty.com, register. We'll see you there. Don't go anywhere, though. Deanna and I, we're coming right back at you. See you in a sec.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Goldhar after these messages.
Join Think Realty Radio host Avi Goldhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Text RADIO to 96270 to register for this two-day power-packed event where you can make deals, network, and learn from local and nationwide real estate experts, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Text RADIO to 96270 to register now. Visit thinkrealty.com for details.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to recovcodirect.com. That's recovcodirect.com/radio, the easy choice for real estate investors.
Real estate investors, first timers, or savvy buyers, auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information. Handle all the insurance paperwork. and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, it's Avi. We're back. My guest today is Deanna Britt from Law Clerk on Demand. Deanna, quick question for you. How can our audience and listeners reach out to you today?
Yes, so our website is lawclerkondemand.com. LawClerkOnDemand.com, and we are on Instagram and Facebook as LawClerkOnDemand.
Awesome. So let's revisit one of the reasons why these types of leads are super, super important for investors. Help me understand that, because the relevance behind this is huge, and I want to make sure everybody listening really gets it.
Okay. Sure. So, first of all, you know, we talked about we have a mutual love for probate, right? And one of the reasons why probate is tried and true in real estate is, number one, you have people who have inherited properties or they're dealing with a property from a loved one that has passed away. And then number two, that information, hopefully you're working a list that has been pulled recently. So you have new people who are filing probate every month. You know, so there's new relationships that can be built every single month with addresses and phone numbers that you can call up. Same thing with eviction lists, which is another list we provide, divorce lists. You know, these are really fresh in what I call legal situations. And whenever I'm teaching on lead generation, I emphasize that these are court cases. You know, these are people who have recently filed. So it's important to remember that. And, you know, another great thing about these lists are it's a great way to target your marketing. It's a great way to really zero in on a specific niche. So if you're working probate, you want to become an expert at probate, you know, really understand that process. And so that way you can talk to the sellers and let them know that you're familiar with it, you're familiar with the neighborhood, and that's how you start building a relationship. As I mentioned before, it's fresh information, and it's going to be accurate information as well. And a lot of these lists will include phone numbers, so you'll have the option to either cold call, or you can send out mail, or as I recommend, you can do both.
So here's a question for Deanna. You had mentioned before the break, I think, for every 100 postcards that goes out, maybe there might be a call or a text message back to the phone number provided on the back of the postcard. You don't want to be that 100th or 101 person that's mailing out a postcard. For these lists, obviously, you're looking at a shorter time frame, right? 30, 60, 90 days out. Are these also lists that are available, say, using the public databases by these national content or data aggregators? And are these lists also being run ragged by local investors? And what type of response rate should I expect?
That is an excellent question. So number one, one thing with our company, with Law Clerks on Demand, is that we really actually go and do live research at the courthouse. And so that's very different from what you would want to hear from a lot of list providers. A lot of times you do hear, you know, it's just public information and it's just referred to as data, versus actually having someone that understands law, that understands the docket, understands the case files, that's going to do the live research. So the information is going to be a lot more recent versus if you are using general information that's just done on a national level. That information may be several months old versus actually having a law clerk that goes to the courthouse every single month and goes, really walks into the court and does the research. That's a huge difference. And that is also going to allow for more accurate information.
So You had mentioned different types of lists so far. You mentioned probate, evictions. I'm sure you have a code violations list. You mentioned divorce, pre-foreclosures, et cetera. Is there a specific list that you prefer over others?
Yes. So my favorites, I have a favorite and then about to be like second favorite, right?
Awesome.
So probate is my favorite list to talk about because you just see so many different potential sellers, so many different situations. You have people who start off, you know, they can't stand the fact that you contacted them, and then a few months later, they are like really looking to sell that house, right? Because the tax bill came, they've gotten a code violation, it's a financial burden, and you just wait and see. You know, you wait to see what happens. That list comes with a phone number, at least from our company, we include the address and phone number. And so my second favorite would be the evictions list, which is also like a combination of landlords, property owners, so it could be an actual person on that list who has recently filed an eviction. So you can use that list to reach out to property owners to let them know what your services are. And that list includes a phone number as well. So those are my two favorite lists to talk about.
Gotcha. I'm beginning to like maybe come around on the evictions list. Initially, I didn't like them a whole lot. But now mm-hmm. I can understand the value because you have a landlord or a single family rental investment property owner who says, geez, really? An eviction? It's expensive. I don't want to deal with this. Maybe I'm an out-of-state investment property owner, rental owner, and you know, it's something that I just want off my hands. And maybe I might be willing to move on that property quicker because there's somebody that says, here's $80,000 cash and I can close in 7 days or 10 days or 14 days. That makes a lot of sense to me because you're solving a pain point. So that's really cool. Have you seen successes in pre-foreclosures as well right now, or is that something that you're kind of monitoring?
So we're monitoring it. Of course, you know, we've seen over time that there's definitely some success available with pre-foreclosures because, you know, there's that time crunch. You know, that person, that property, they're not going to be able to make a decision if it enters the foreclosure process, right? So that person is definitely in a distressed situation. However, one thing to keep in mind is that any of the other lists could turn into a foreclosure situation because that person, again, may not be being realistic. So you could have a divorce case that turns into a foreclosure, or even we've seen it with probate where a person, you know, just kind of waited it out and then that house ended up on the pre-foreclosure list. So while, you know, that is a list we offer, I think that probate is a way to get to that seller a lot earlier. Same thing with the other list. You want to get to them before they're even on that pre-foreclosure list. And you as an investor with the experience or a realtor with experience can let them know what's coming down the line. And I think that's how you can win in today's market.
Here's a question for you. We have about a minute and a half before we have to go to break, maybe about a minute and 15 seconds now. Let's say I have a list, right? I've purchased the list from you. It makes sense. I go to lawclerkondemand.com. Awesome. What do I need to do to get in front of these people? Do I need to call them incessantly, like text them, send them a voicemail, and then send them like 18 postcards because I want to be every single postcard they see? Like, what's the best strategy there? Give me like 30 seconds.
You need to do whatever strategy you are comfortable with immediately. As soon as you get your list, just jump on it. Mail, postcard, make a phone call, whatever's available to you, just take action. Don't even think about it.
Do you have a preferred method? Are you like a yellow letter gal?
I like cold calling. Effective. Absolutely. If there's a phone number, go ahead and call. Or if you want a text message, whatever it is, I think that's a way to just get an instant answer and results. And I think people are more responsive to that.
I completely agree. I was going to make a joke about, well, I don't want to call people because, you know, I live in a text message only world. So if that's the case, Think Realty Nation, then maybe you shouldn't be cold calling anyway. Find somebody else to do that stuff. Anyway,
right. We're
going to be back with Deonna Britt from lawclerkondemand.com. Get in touch with her and her team to find the list that you need to be successful with your leads. Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. You can also text message me. You can text the word ask to 96270. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
You love your car, and so does Car Checks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with Car Checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar. You're listening to my voice. You're listening to Deanna Britt from LawClerkOnDemand.com. And understanding how leads can play an important role in your real estate investing business is crucially important. Deanna has that all figured out. From the time that you make the decision to jump into real estate, you need a good lead list. You need a good source of just – you just need good deals. And the way that you're going to find that is not to go to these national agencies and buy the same list that's 2 or 3 years old that everybody else is buying. You need to get stuff. You need to get a list that's really, really, really honed in on. And that's what Deanna and her team have really figured out how to do well. Deanna, help me understand your process for maybe 30 seconds, and then we'll start jumping into Atlanta and why Atlanta and what you'll be doing here the September 22nd, 23rd as part of Think Realty.
Okay. So our process here at Law Firm on Demand is just honestly real research. We really go to the courthouse and we really dig in. And, again, everyone, all of the clerks are supervised by me, so they understand exactly what is going on with the files. And, again, that comes just from legal experience. And so what we do that, along with having the investor knowledge and the realtor knowledge, drawing on what your goals are and putting those two together. So everyone knows that we're looking for residential property. And so we're doing all of that filtering before we even deliver a list to keep it effective.
Awesome. I think one of the biggest things that I love hearing is process. And that just brings this nice smile to my face. What are some of the tips for realtors and investors that are looking to invest in Atlanta and markets like Atlanta in terms of lead generation?
Yes. So what's working right now is we are seeing that a lot of people are considering using a lead list. So step one would be figuring out what county. For us, we always ask, what county are you working, right? Because we're going down to the county courthouse. So you should figure out what county you're comfortable marketing to, that you're going to be comfortable talking about with that potential seller, and then figuring out what list you're comfortable marketing to, the one that you know the most information about, so that way when you meet with the seller, you can actually speak to their situation. So pick something with a phone number so that you can do some solid follow-up. And I think that's effective. That's what's going to work in Atlanta.
Yeah, and I would say every market is a little bit different, right? Like some markets are accepting of cold calls, other markets are not. Some markets love the yellow letters and postcards, some don't. You might have to do a little bit of trial and error, but quite frankly, I would rather invest a little bit of money to figure out exactly what's going to work. And once I figure that out, go all in on a list that I'm comfortable with. And that's exactly what I'm hearing. And from you, Deanna, what you've been echoing is get comfortable making these phone calls. Get comfortable speaking with these sellers because it's real, right? Like these are real issues that's happening in real time, and there's real money that you can make, especially if you do it right. So you're participating on a panel of local market experts here at the Think Realty Conference in Atlanta that's coming up this September 22nd and 23rd. Tell us why you're participating in that event, and then more importantly, tell me what you'll be talking about.
Yes. Well, first, let me say the story behind this is really cool. Actually, last year, I came out to Think Realty as an attendee. I just saw an advertisement for actually Ramon Tuke spoke last year, and so I came out to just hear him speak. And so I was so impressed with the conference. And so a member of his team actually recommended that I, actually join this year as a vendor. And so the opportunity came to be a panelist. So it's a really excellent, amazing story of, I never would have thought in 1 year I'd actually be on the panel. So that this is an honor to sit and to speak with the other panelists who are absolutely amazing. Quite a few of them I've met at several real estate meetings. And so what we'll be talking about, of course, the panelists will be sharing their experiences in real estate. And, I'll be on there just to talk about leads. How do we find leads and how do we work them and how do we win right here in our own market and our own neighborhood?
It's really an interesting time, right? Like I think if you're listening and, the awesome thing about Think Realty Radio is that it's nationally syndicated. We're in, I don't even know how many markets anymore, but we have so many. We have hundreds of thousands of people listening to the show daily. We also have national conferences outside of Atlanta that we go to as well. And I'm really excited for the Atlanta conference because it's in my home city, right? Like, I've lived in Atlanta now for 11 years. I'm really excited about it because I get to shake the hands of folks that I'm speaking with and speaking to and those that are listening on the radio. And then they get to meet awesome people like you. And just imagine, right? You learn one thing, and all of a sudden, your world turns upside down because you didn't think that probate lists could be that effective, right? And that's why I come to these events, and that's why I go for that one gold nugget, right? If there's one gold nugget that you feel you'll provide as a as an expert on this panel, what is it going to be? Help me tease folks to come because it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be about taking action, you know, because the thing is we can go to different – we can go to different events and we can hear really great information, but we want to, when we walk out of the venue, we need to put our feet on the ground running and we need to have an action plan. So anytime that I get an opportunity to speak, it's like, what can we do right now so that this time next week we've talked to some sellers and we've, you know, actually taken some action. So whether it's your cold calling, you've sent some mail, you know, just hurry up. If you're afraid of making mistakes or you're afraid that you're going to do something wrong, let's just get that out of the way so that you can say that you're actively investing in Atlanta. So that's definitely what I plan on talking about, real-life marketing approaches that I have seen. You know, we have several testimonials on our website of real investors here in Georgia who have won with probate and eviction list or any of our other lists right here in our market. You know, so that's what we'll be addressing.
Yeah. Are you finding, because of your list, like, are you tracking some of these trends? Are you finding that there are more opportunities with, say, probate versus evictions versus tax liens than others? And if so, what do you feel that is an indication of in the market in Atlanta?
So what I think the fresher the information, the more likely you're going to get to that deal. I mean, you absolutely can work an older list, but what we're finding is that those individuals, whether they're investors or realtors, that are working, you know, recent cases that were just filed and they're getting to that seller and they're getting to sit down with them and explain their services, that's where we are seeing more results. So I think working with recent, accurate information is what is putting people in a better situation. Of course, there's never a guarantee, but we just really need to pick things apart and try some new techniques. And so I think with the probates and the eviction list, those are two lists where you're definitely fully equipped with even accurate phone numbers to just call people up. You know, if you're working on a limited marketing budget, so now you've invested in a list and you really could stop there and just cold call. You know, so there's just so much opportunity with those two lists.
That's awesome. And I think for me, making the investment makes sense because you don't want to find a deal that you're paying too much for. In a market that's hot, you'll find that six waves from Sunday. What you really need to do is hunker down, understand what each of these lists Deanna has to offer, grab one, and start making phone calls because that's where you'll find that awesome deal, the perfect deal. And I think that's it. You know, you just have to hunker down and get it done. So, Deanna, thank you so much for jumping on the show with me today. I certainly appreciate it. Learning about these leads, lead generation, all these things was so much fun. What's the best way that our audience can get in touch with you?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. So, again, you can visit our website, lawclerkondemand.com, or you can follow us on Instagram right now, Law Clerk On Demand, or like us on Facebook, Law Clerk On Demand. You'll see every event that we're at, as well as marketing tips and testimonials. So we look forward to working with you. And thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Remember to come meet Deanna in person at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd. Space is limited. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours today at thinkrealty.com. And don't go anywhere. The Power Play with Greg Grand is coming up next. Stay tuned.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape. And we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home.
Join Think Realty Radio host Avi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Text RADIO to 96270 to register for this two-day power-packed event where you can make deals, network, and learn from local and nationwide real estate experts, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Text RADIO to 96270 to register now. Visit thinkrealty.com for details.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to the Power Play with me, Avi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Rand. Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Golhar. We're back, and you're listening to the Power Play with me, Greg Grand, and a microphone. Today is a really, really, really cool Power Play segment. I'm really excited about it. We have a call-in guest who has a question about his property in Jackson, Georgia. His name is Andy Sayers. And Greg, I know you and I were kind of going back and forth a little bit about call-in guests, and we need more questions. So I think this is a testament to us putting it out there. What do you think?
I'm excited about it. Andy, thanks for coming on. We're happy to talk about your real estate questions and see if we could add some value to you.
Awesome. So, Andy, welcome to the show, first of all. I know we have you all queued up and you're ready to go. Give us a little background on who you are, what you do, and your question for us.
Well, my background's mainly in finance, but over the years and in some of my movements and purchasing a property, I've acquired 20 acres that's all lakefront within 45 miles of the Atlanta airport. And I knew that you were active in the Atlanta market from listening to your show and buying your magazine from Barnes and Noble. So I thought that I'd give you a call and check and see what you had in mind, maybe some ideas for 20 acres lakefront right off the freeway on 75 that goes on down to Walt Disney World. And I purchased most of the property in the 90s, so it's appreciated well. But development's just about to get there. It's probably the next interstate exit that hasn't been developed yet. So I just wondered if you had any ideas, especially since you're so much in the market there in the Atlanta area.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy development. It's certainly one of my it makes me smile from ear to ear whenever I hear an opportunity like this. And from what I understand, you mentioned it's roughly 45 miles away from Atlanta, 20 acres on wooded property. I have some notes about it as well. It's in Jackson, and you've owned it since the 90s. Greg, what do you think? I mean, I know I have my opinion on it, but I want to hear yours first.
Yeah, sure. And thanks for calling in, Andy. So this is cool. So you bought it back in the 90s, which means you saw a beautiful run-up. You've seen a lot of changes in Atlanta over that period of time, including a housing boom and a housing bust that caused a lot of people to lose faith in the market, at least temporarily. What was on your mind during the madness of like the 2000s in through 2008? Because, you know, one of the things about Atlanta's experience in the housing crisis was that it was very much driven by overdevelopment, meaning it was so hot that and the migration coming into Atlanta from all points north got people frothing at the mouth over the marketplace. And so a lot of new development, maybe too much supply. When the market crested and turned back down again, there were a lot of subdivisions that were half-baked at the time. They hadn't gotten completed. And one of the reasons why it took Atlanta longer to come out of the housing crisis than it did other places was because of all that extra supply. So you mentioned that you're a little bit further out. So you've seen the development almost kind of get to your doorstep, and then did it pause during the last 10 years and now it's starting to grow again?
It's more of a rural area, but other closer areas to Atlanta have developed well. If you go like 20, 30 miles out, coming down 75 where I am, all of a sudden small local communities like McDonough, Georgia suddenly became some of the fastest selling real estate areas in the state. So this is like midway between Atlanta and Macon, Georgia, right on 75. So I think it's probably next to happen there. The other thing too, I've watched lakes in the Dallas area where I grew up, and there's one lake where you couldn't even put a dock on it as I was growing up in my early years, and then skiing through college and fishing and that sort of thing, and watching that lake Ray Roberts. Now it's got all sorts of Hilton hotels, Bass Pro Shop, all sorts of retail and development on it. And it just shows you how things can change overnight because of tax structures and wants for property to tax in the local, you know, county commissions and cities. So I think that's also going to have an impact on this area. And one reason I was checking with y'all, because I would think that maybe a development company might have the attorneys and the development people to kind of come in and open the eyes of people in the area to maybe go more commercial along that corridor.
Yeah.
Than residential, maybe.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on it? Are you looking at exiting? Are you looking at just selling it off and just kind of washing your hands of it and saying, hey, I'm done. I want to move on, do something else. Or are you looking at staying in the deal for the next couple of years? Because I think, Greg and I, we had a couple of thoughts on this. If you were interested in maybe sticking in the deal, you'd want to find the right builder potentially, because, I mean, we're kind of seeing a little bit of that overdevelopment again now. So is this something you just want to get rid of and get a payout on, nice little payday, or do you want to also potentially develop yourself?
Probably something that I would go ahead and sell, just because of the distance of where I am now, and also, really wanting to be watching over something if I'm going to own it and stay with it. So I think selling it is where I'm at.
Gotcha. So, Greg, I think, selling it maybe sounds like a pretty good option. Kind of, if you figure where the market is right now, you get top dollar for it. What do you think?
Well, it depends. So, Andy, you mentioned that the lake that you spent time on down in Dallas, it wasn't a popular lake until it was. And I'm sure, I live on Lake Norman outside of Charlotte, all right? And the neighborhood that I live in was not a neighborhood 20 years ago. Like, it's one of those things, maybe 25 years ago. Like, literally, it's hard to imagine that it took them that long to recognize that just outside the Charlotte metro area was this lake. They built neighborhoods on it now, and it's a whole different experience. What is your sense of what the local municipality would do with respect to subdividing land, lots along the lake, allowing people to motorboat on the lake and put docks on? Have you done any research on how pro-development the community is up there?
Okay. We know that that area along that interstate, practically all the other corners and areas along it are in the plans of the zoning area and the people there for commercial development. So this is probably the last residential or maybe even agricultural part of it. Property that hasn't really been zoned commercial yet. So it would seem, that it would go with the planning of the other properties around there. It just
sense.
Would need the, someone probably to bring in their attorneys to go to the county commission and present type things.
Yeah.
For that level.
Now, here's a question. You wouldn't happen to have a survey on it that you could email me, would you? I'd be interested to see. I'd be interested to take a look, even if you have an old one.
Right. I could probably come up with one. I don't know that I have one online or on the phone where I could send it that quickly. But
no, that's okay. For sure. I think, Greg, what you're saying is absolutely right, right? Like, you take a look at what the local government, what the bodies there would be willing to do, potentially push to get – possibly get some credits, see if there's the build-to-rent community that could be established, what type
of – That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's a great point. One of the hottest trends in new construction of single-family homes in the country right now is build-to-rent, where a developer – comes in, builds the neighborhood, instead of selling the individual houses and getting out altogether, they retain the property and they turn it into a rental community. And so interesting to think about a lakefront rental community that you might be able to keep a piece of long term.
All right. That's all the time that we have for the Power Play today. Greg, certainly appreciate it. And Andy, always so much fun speaking with you. Our live callers are exceptionally well received here at Think Realty Radio. We need more of them. Huge call out to anybody else that has a deal that we can definitely look at. Think Realty Nation, have any questions for us? Get in touch. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Have a deal that you'd like us to analyze. You know where to go. Just gave you the website. And until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24-7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or at biztalkradio.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
BizTalk Radio.